I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning, Buzz family. Dude, funniest thing just happened. I get dropped off for work, hop out of the car, and then a coworker is screaming from the parking lot, oh, walk of shame, to me, right? So I meet up with her, and I'm like, that was not a walk of shame. My car finally fell victim to the potholes, and I needed Uber to drive me to work. Yep. That was my weekend. I hope you had a good one. I'm sure that you're hungover. There are so many good things in the prize book. I'm going to need this trampoline song by Shade to figure out what to give you. But right after that, something to win. Hold on. It's the Buzz. Don't let me down. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Nick.
Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Did you go out and party last night or yesterday?
No, I'm on my way to work this morning, unfortunately. No partying yesterday. I went to Snake Saturday, though.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you got some of it in, because believe me, I feel the same way. Everybody here is super hungover, and I'm like, no, I slept. I did my thing, because I worked damn early.
Yeah, you got a day party, day drink.
That's right. Hey, do you want to go check out the Royals opening day on next Thursday?
Hell yeah.
All right, man, these are yours. And more tickets available at royals.com/tickets.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
See you at opening day, man.
This is 96.5. The Buzz. Last week.
You know, since I decided to be responsible yesterday, I can be the beacon when it comes to hangover cure. So if you're feeling bad today, which you probably are, if you have one of those magical hangover cures, let me know what it is so I can tell the Buzz family, because it's going to be a rough day. Lots of work is not getting done today at work because of all the drinking this past weekend. I'm Buzz family creeping right now using the hashtag Buzz family creep. Always let us know what you're up to while you're posting on social. Maybe we'll talk about it right now. I've got Hannah Lipari. Oh, the Irish car bomb. Oh, hell no. Hell no. That probably makes you sick to think about right now, huh? Got user Rebecca Cantor. It says, the only picture, only photo documentation I have from St. Patrick's Day is this picture. Yep. Bet a lot of that was happening. Or you just, it's just one thing and then a bunch of blurry photos after that on your phone. That's one of my favorite things when you go out and have a blackout drinking night, to wake up the next morning and look at the photos. And for me, telephone numbers. I give people my phone number all the time. I don't know why. User Nonstop Eats on Instagram. Oh, yeah, this is what you want today. It's half a pizza. It's a plate. Half of it is pizza. Half of it looks like brownies. The other half are cookies and then mozzarella sticks. Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds really good. And user Ladybug513. It's a picture of her dog, and her dog's looking into the sun and just making a really disgusted looking face. And it says, Bart loves the sunshine as much as Bart loves anything. And I really feel like Bart is exactly how we're all feeling today with our hangovers. So I've got the news coming up for you at 7:10. This audio, this is a local woman. Just try to guess what the hell you think she's talking about.
I just actually started him because I saw that they got so hot. I mean, I'm like, what would I do with all that?
What would she do?
I'm like, what would I do with all that?
Right. Local story. That's coming up at 7:10. But man, I can see people coming in with the worst hangovers. And I think that the only thing, besides Pedialyte, Gatorade, and a lot of water, the only thing to give you for that is more Muse.
There's a lot of news.
And now the news.
The Raconteurs just finished, quote, making the rock and roll album that you've been waiting for. Unfortunately, no word on a release date, but there is speculation that a single is coming out around April 13th, which is Record Store Day. In other music news, Dexter Holland from The Offspring was interviewed about their new album being 98% done, and he said that what it sounds like is, quote, it sounds like our old S. Well, at least he's honest. So if the moon looks huge AF as you're driving to work today, It ain't there yet. Wednesday is going to be our super moon, our third super moon of the year. Speaking of outer space, there was a big meteor explosion about 16 miles from the Earth's surface last night that equaled the energy of 10 atomic bombs, and we're all still alive. So, wow. And in local news, what the hell do you think this woman is talking about?
I just actually started f***ing him because I saw that they got so hot. I mean, I'm like, what would I do with all that?
Okay. So she is talking about the fact that someone walking among us, probably in their car right now, it could possibly be you. Someone here in Kansas City has a lottery ticket worth $50 million. One more time. Someone in Kansas City has a lottery ticket worth Megaball ticket worth $50 million. The ticket was purchased on March 12th at the Quick Trip on East Truman Road. Lucky numbers. 10, 12, 16, 49, 57, and Megaball of 18. Someone is walking around right now with a ticket that is worth $50 million. Also, not that you would wait on this. I really feel like you need to go dig through every single trash bin you can possibly see, but this ticket is only valid until September 8th.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
I absolutely hate being unprepared. That is one of my least favorite things on earth, but it's not that I'm even unprepared. I read the entire internet about this new-ish genre of music, and the whole internet is about 3 or 4 pages. That's it. It's called, I don't even know how to pronounce it because I've been looking for someone else to pronounce it, but I mean, it's spelled I-N-D-I-Y. So could it be in the, could it be in D-I-Y? Have no idea. But you know how I feel like genre is slowly phasing out a lot. It's just phasing out. And I feel like a lot of music, especially in the future, is going to be crossed over into many genres. This right here is so interesting. It's a new genre, and it knocks down the walls between indie and R&B. So you'll hear both of those mixes in there. Also, you know how we've been wondering where the hell the guitars are? Feels like they're in this, because these guitar players have not been playing for like a year. They're very talented when it comes to playing the guitar. This is just, it's dreamy. It's got an R&B feel. It's got a little surf rock feel. Definitely an indie vibe. No idea how to pronounce the genre. I-N-D-I-Y. I guess we'll have to figure it out ourselves. But this band is called Mama Larky. And on their website, it says, Mama Larky makes music for musicians and casual listeners alike. Perfectly fit for stoned summer days of triple digit temperatures and broken AC units. So this band is from Austin, Texas, played South by Southwest yesterday, last week. And here is Mama Larky with Hero. That kind of music, I know, indie or IN. DIY is a new genre of music. That band was called Mama Larky. The song was called Hero. And that's, I don't know. There's not a lot on the internet about it. It's breaking down the walls of indie music plus R&B. I am going to learn more if I have to make telephone calls. I will learn more, and we'll learn more together about what this new genre of indie music is for the discovery of the day at 7:30. You know, when I hear that, it kind of reminds me of the new Vampire Weekend. But that's a lot of weird notes to put together for you normally. So let's play an old Vampire Weekend. It's time for the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. I'll give you the term. You call me, tell me what you think it means off the top of your head. Don't look it up. Doesn't matter if you're right, because the fifth caller is going to be the one who's going to check out Buzz Under the Stars. Got tickets for that, for our fifth caller. Today's word, just hit me with the definition. First thing that pops in your head, deface. What do you think it means on UrbanDictionary.com? Remember, it's like what the cool kids are saying. What do you think deface could possibly mean, according to UrbanDictionary.com? 576-7965. Give me a call right now. 576-7965.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you think it means to deface someone?
Doesn't it mean to, like, vandalize something?
It does. That's a regular definition, but I'm looking for the Urban Dictionary definition.
Oh.
A little different, though. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
According to UrbanDictionary.com, what do you think it means to deface someone?
Trying to do something to them and you rip their face off.
No, it is not when you try to do something to someone and you rip their face off. No, I'm going to go now. Hey, The Buzz, what do you think deface means, according to UrbanDictionary.com?
To write something on their face when they're passed out.
Oh, my God, no. That's so mean.
People do it, though.
Have you done that?
No. Oh, my God, no, never.
Okay.
Thank God.
It takes a long time to get rid of Sharpie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Probably.
What's your name, my friend?
My name's Janelle.
Janelle, do you want to go check out the 1975 at Buzz Under the Stars?
Oh, my God, I would love to.
They're yours, my friend. And do you want to know what deface is, at least the definition that I'm looking for?
Yeah.
It's when you remove somebody from your friends group online.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Oh, really? You deface people?
Yeah, as I get older, I feel like friends. I just get rid of, you know, the people I don't need anymore.
Yeah, I especially get rid of people that put, like, gross injuries on Facebook. You know, like fingers sewn up and stuff. Nasty.
Or like the pimple popper stuff. I can't handle that.
Agreed. Okay, well, you have a great day. It is The Buzz.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5. The Buzz.
When they say it, I believe it. The Raconteurs just tweeted that they finished making, quote, the rock and roll album that you've been waiting for. There's no word on a release date yet, but there is speculation that a single's coming out on April 13th, which is Record Store Day. AJR just announced a show at the Uptown Theater on October 25th. Tickets go on sale this week. The movie Bird Box has to get a makeover because in one of the scenes they used footage from a Canadian railway disaster. It was on the TV when the world is ending in that movie, and enough people wrote in that that was offensive that they are actually going to be changing it and updating the movie in another couple weeks. Someone is walking around Kansas City right now with a $50 million Mega Millions ticket in their pocket, in their purse, in their trash, in their car, in their somewhere. Please go look. $50 million Mega Millions ticket was purchased March 12th at the Quick Trip on East Truman Road, worth $50 million. And in Texas, a woman gives birth to sextuplets in 9 minutes. That's six babies. Six babies. Just one, two, three, four, five, six. Six babies in 9 minutes. Impressive, but I feel like I've done that after some bad Mexican food, too. Where's my news story?
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
I think that this friendship is just so interesting.
It's blossoming every day.
I've never met somebody that's as weird as I am.
I love it.
In the good ways.
In the good way. Like someone that you can just feel comfortable, like, hey, I've got this really weird thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not going to judge me for it.
Absolutely not. And you've done weird things growing up as a kid, as I have. I mean, I've never worked in a funeral home, but I don't know. I researched weird stuff online and looked at it. Weird stuff.
The weirdest. The Alta Vista back in, what, 20 plus years ago?
Mm.
I can't even believe the internet was there.
I lived with boys in a band and they loved this website called steakandcheese.com.
Steak and cheese.
Oh, it's not there anymore. It's not there anymore. It's not there anymore. Thank God. It was like, if you wanted to see the worst stuff on the entire internet, it was there.
I remember rotten.com.
It was a version of that.
Okay. Yeah, that was that. During computer class, you got a little free extra time, and when the teacher wasn't looking, go
you
to Rotten.
You could do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, we had a teacher that wasn't probably the best teacher.
It didn't sound like your school even blocked anything.
Oh, no. There was nothing blocked.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Besides, like, the XXX kind of thing.
Right. That was back when the kids knew more about the internet than the adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those good old days. Do you remember your first computer?
It was a Tandy 2000.
Shut your mouth! I don't even think people know what Tandys are.
Probably not.
But yes, we had one too. I don't remember the model number, but I remember it being a Tandy. And I actually think it still works in my parents' house.
It probably does. That thing was a beast.
It was a Tandy.
What games did you play on that?
Frogger, of course.
Okay.
Because it had the big old disc thing, but not the plastic disc, the big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
I think that may have been the Tandy 1000.
Okay.
I had the Tandy 2000.
Oh my God. What games did you play on it?
This Mars game. It was a 8-bit, and you had to go and shoot aliens on Mars and try to get to it. But I was like 4 years old, so I didn't ever get too far on it. So I don't really know what the end result was.
Yeah.
And then Castlevania.
Of course.
And the concentration.
Yes.
Where they flip the images and you got to guess what the images are for the phrase.
I can still remember the cheat code for Castlevania. CTMVW26KR5KNSIBK. My brother would be so proud of me right now.
What was that cheat for? For everything.
Yeah, for everything. For the original Castlevania on Nintendo. Oh my God, yes. Did you have an original Nintendo, Chris?
Of course.
What was your favorite game?
It's gotta be the Mario.
Okay.
We had this one game. It came in a gold. The cartridge was gold. Mm-hmm. And there was these little creatures, and you shot white balls out of your mouth.
Hmm.
That's all I remember, but I played it all the time.
How old are you?
I was born in 86.
Okay. I was born in 82.
All right.
So, my brother and I really loved this game called River City Ransom. Yeah. This might be the only thing that we don't have in common.
No, yeah.
You just kind of ran with your fists up the whole time and just punched people, and the song was like, doot, 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 doot. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Ugh, but I let RBI Baseball.
Mm-hmm. You had a track. I was never too good at those.
Yeah, no, me neither. My brother was good at all the games.
And then there was the Top Gun. We just had to land the fighter jet. And I could never, ever, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever landed. And then like 10 years later, this would have been like 99-ish. I'm like, hey, I'm older. I can do this. I still haven't been able to land.
I'm very bad with flying missions with video games.
I just did more of the free play and then watched my brothers complete the missions.
You have a brother?
Older brother. And a younger brother.
My brother's younger. I'm still trying to figure out all the things that we have in common because, dude, it is wild.
It's wacky.
It really is. Favorite Ninja Turtle, favorite games growing up. I really think that we may be like long lost relatives, especially now that you showed me a picture of your mother and we kind of look alike.
Yes.
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 Wow.
A little bit in the eyes.
Yeah, and I just saw a picture of her, and I kind of see it, too.
She looks young for her age.
Thank you.
She looks very young.
Thank you. That makes me feel a little bit better. That makes me feel a little bit... Okay, so I want to do a song real quick, and then you were at the parade. You were in the parade.
I was in the parade.
This weekend.
Yes. I am exhausted.
What were you doing in the parade?
I was actually Howler. The wolf.
The
wolfy
wolf.
Mascot. I have a... massive respect for Masketeers, if that's what they're called.
I will Google it, and we will talk about it right after Death Cab.
Atmosphere.
I played that song for you, Chris.
Thank you.
It's our song.
Oh, I love it.
Our souls are connected in this really weird way.
Yeah, it's like in some ancient, obsolete technological way.
Yes.
Like speaking tubes.
Like speaking tubes.
Like speaking tubes.
To our hearts.
To our hearts and souls.
And neither one of us have blinked the whole time we've said that, and... I still feel okay.
I'm all right with it.
I'm glad that I met you, man.
I'm so glad that when I heard that you came to the station, I was like, I saw your picture there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to come meet you.
Because I have a cat in the photo?
Of course, the cat. The beautiful cat.
Thank you. You don't have to. I know he's beautiful. It's okay.
And then, yes, came down here and said hello. And as soon as we spoke words, it was already flowing.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel that way. I've never felt this way about a man. It's a little interesting for me. Yeah, I know I just played you Soul Meets Body. Let's not read into that.
Okay, yes.
This weekend, you partied it up for all the St. Patrick's Day stuff.
I did, enthusiastically.
Well, you don't sound enthusiastic now.
I'm exhausted.
Okay.
So I was the mascot for the wolf.
Okay.
The Howler. Howler, I believe his name is.
Because we're a big family here. We've got all the radio stations. Somebody can do many different jobs for many stations.
And so Saturday morning, they asked me. I was like, oh, absolutely. I could enthusiastically dance around and high-five people. And of course. So I got in the suit about an hour and a half before the parade started.
That's early.
That's not supposed to do that.
Did it smell?
Yes.
How bad? Like what? Because you've worked at a funeral home. You know what burning flesh smells like.
Yes.
Worse than burning flesh?
Worse than burning flesh, it's more of just your gym socks.
Oy.
Just these have been soaked in sweat.
Oy.
And haven't been washed yet.
And that's what the costume.
That's what the costume is.
Oh
basically.
My god!
So I didn't know that.
Oh.
If I would have known that, I wouldn't have volunteered so enthusiastically.
Always that sucker, right?
So the parade starts, and I'm going. I'm in the back. I'm walking. I'm waving, thinking, okay, it's getting a little warm, but we don't got very far to go.
Mm-hmm.
I start high-fiving to the kids and everything. And I start slowing down a bit and trying to wave everybody. And by this time, I am dripping sweat. My glasses have fallen off in the mask. I can't see anything. I'm waving blindly. I can see the movement of something of our, I'm hoping it's our float.
Yeah.
So I'm just going, grabbing it, waving it to people. Don't even know if the parade's over. Like, I don't, we could be done. I'm just
in
waving.
In the parking lot, just waving because you can't see anything. Wait, were you afraid to take off the mask just to be able to adjust your glasses?
You can't take it. I'm not a human.
Oh, for the kids.
I can't wreck the magic.
Okay, but so instead of wrecking the magic for the kids, you couldn't see and didn't know where you were going for at least 2 hours.
I almost jeopardized my health.
Wow, that is really...
For the people.
Have you ever wanted to be like, I don't know, a clown or something?
No, not a clown.
Really?
Not a clown.
Why not?
I grew up with Bozo the Clown. I can deal with Bozo the Clown in his games. I don't like other clowns.
What about... what was that reindeer's name? Damn it. I was going to go with a reindeer game joke, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work right now. So it seems like everybody is kind of... everybody's got a hangover. Everybody that went out.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Well, I'm a little unconventional in my hangover cures.
Oh, God. I can only imagine. You've worked in a funeral home. you're one of the most amazing / weirdest people that I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Unique. What is your hangover cure?
Don't drink.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm one of those.
Okay, that's good though.
Yeah,
good
I love it.
You.
I can enjoy the day, and I will make you breakfast the next morning, and I won't shout like, "Hey, be wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon."
Will you make eggs and bacon though?
Oh yeah.
Because I'll tell you, nothing.
I love making breakfast for people.
Nothing wakes people up more than the smell of bacon. Even if you're hungover, you're like, "Where's that bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that bacon?" Well, some people have texted in their hangover cures, which include this one sounds nasty: alternating milk and Gatorade.
Ugh.
Milk and then Gatorade and then milk and then Gatorade. There are actual mobile IV places that will come to your house and inject you with.
Now that's bougie.
Right. I think it's about $200, but if you're feeling bad.
In certain instances, I would have done that in the past.
So I'm in my mid-30s now, so that hangover lasts 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, I'm not going to be doing this. I'm not going to be doing this. But my hangover cure when I do drink is Pedialyte.
Pedialyte.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Very
cherry.
Dehydrated. It doesn't even matter the color when you're hungover. Pedialyte.
That's true.
Go to CVS. Go to any grocery store. I remember this time I was at Walmart, and I went to pick up some Pedialyte, but I couldn't find it because it was a new Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the lady that was stocking, where can I find the Pedialyte? And she walks me over to it, and she goes, "So, who? What's wrong with the sick baby?" And I just looked at her, and I was like, "It's sick." She goes, "How old is the sick baby?" I'm like, 36.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
So the Raconteurs have finished a new album, but there's no release date set, though there's a rumor that possibly around April 13th there will be something for us to consume. Also, The Offspring have finished a new album. They say that it sounds like their old S. At least they're honest about that. Last night, there was a big meteor explosion about 16 miles from the Earth's surface, and it was 10 times the power of an atomic bomb. But we're all fine, so I guess that crap doesn't matter, right? A Texas woman gave birth to 6 babies in 9 minutes this weekend. 6 babies in 9 minutes. I hurt just hearing that story. Also, someone in Kansas City has a $50 million Mega Millions ticket that has not been claimed. It was purchased March 12th at the Quick Trip on East Truman Road. So check everywhere. Check the trash cans. There's a $50 million Mega Millions ticket loose in Kansas City somewhere, and you want to be the one to find it. And finally, in New Jersey, picture this. A cow got loose. From a farm, I don't know, just got loose, right? So it's running around this area that has like a mall and all those places that you can eat around it. It decides to wander around a specific fast food restaurant. And everyone is laughing because it's a cow running around the Chick-fil-A. Because you know their promos? They've got cows and it says, "Eat more chicken." Well, people didn't know to call 911 because they thought that it was a promotional thing. Because the cows were running all over the Chick-fil-A. Good old New Jersey. Good old New Jersey.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Good morning. What's your name?
Audra.
Audra, how you doing?
I'm awesome. So anyway, that I'm caller number 3.
Yeah, you want to check out the show?
Yes, cool. I would love that.
Awesome. So the way that this works is you've got tickets to the show, plus there's going to be a sound check party at the beginning so you can see the band perform. Plus, you're going to be in the running. We're going to pick 2 winners to go backstage and meet them. Since you won tickets, you're going to be in the running of the 10 people that we pick for that.
Yay, how fun.
Yes. Are you a big fan of the band?
Yeah, I always talk about how this song's always on the radio, so it's really funny. I was just saying that, like, this morning. It's awesome.
And now you're going to see the band. So
yay.
That's amazing. So cool.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
Do you miss it?
Oh, I was in one room for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back to the original room that I'm supposed to be in all the time.
But you're not alone.
I have my dog.
How much did you miss your dog? How much did your dog miss you? Seeing them together, Buzz family, like when we go to Bar K,
yeah.
Jeremy can walk about 2 feet away and then all of a sudden
the dog is here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I have to bring the dog with me to work. My boyfriend is a bartender, and I don't know if you know this, but yesterday, one of the busiest bar days ever.
Yep.
So he worked 22 hours yesterday. So I figured I'd give him a little bit of a break and babysit the puppy today. So if you hear him barking or whining in the background, just ignore it.
Did he write you any love notes or anything? And I'm talking about...
The dog?
Yes.
I know you were talking about the dog.
Well, your boyfriend is very tired. I could just see Jones pacing and pacing and pacing and being like, where's mummy? Where's mummy? Where's mummy?
So bored. So
really?
He was... Oh, yeah. He's so bored.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, it's good
to be
home.
It's so good. It's so good. Texas was fun, but I needed some KC.
How was the weather there?
It was perfect. Yeah, it was awesome. So it was actually a little warm. I think we got up to almost 80 one day. But again, I didn't leave the room. So I'm wearing sweaters the whole time because I'm in air conditioning.
Yeah, see, that's how you do it.
I love it.
Two people this weekend asked me to go camping with them, and my answer was... Hell no.
Oh, it would have been perfect to go camping this weekend.
You would sleep out on the ground?
You don't know much about me. Yes.
I mean, I know that you're from...
Anything about me. It's fine.
Will you sleep on the ground?
I've done it many, many times.
Oh, I'm such a prissy lady.
Oh, yes. Your Highness, you are.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't sleep on the ground.
This is why we can't hang out very often.
I guess not.
I tried. I tried real hard when you got here, and then I was like, nope, this isn't going to work out so well.
I'm too prissy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it's fine. When are you going to go to Texas with me? Are you going to go to Texas next year?
You want me to?
I tried to get you to go this year.
Well, I know that you would not have the problem that you had with Lost Cause.
Yeah, I lost
him. If I were there.
I lost him. I don't know. I might. I might have that problem with you. You seem like you could be the type of person that maybe loses a phone because you've had a little too much to drink and... don't know where you are, and you wake up at some random house in Texas
with girls.
With girls,
okay, in bands.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I could see that, but no. Cause lost his phone like the second day we were there, and that's pretty much your main form of communication. We weren't sharing a hotel room, thank God. So when he was gone, I didn't know where he went, and I couldn't get a hold of him. He eventually showed up.
Because we talked about this on, I believe, Thursday. You're like, he's gone. I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
And I asked, you know, when are you going to start getting worried? And you're like, Monday at work.
Monday.
If he doesn't show up.
Well, I know he's been here because there are things that I have seen that were with me in Texas. So the signed guitar is in the studio.
Okay.
So I know he's here, but I don't know. I can't call him and be like, yo, dude, how was it?
Right. Plus that board is all messed up and we know.
He's pushed all the buttons.
Signature.
So I think he made it back. I'm assuming he made it back.
Either that or he's got a good ghost.
True.
That can still push the buttons and everything.
But he was fun. Someone on Twitter called us the Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg of Kansas City. I love that. I love that so much.
You guys need to post like, I don't know, a little like an hour long part of your show.
Something. Or we need to put together a podcast. We need to do something because it was magical.
Oh my God. Oh my
he's
God.
So funny.
Wow. What was your favorite part? I feel like I'm asking somebody on the runway, how does it feel? You know, like the stupidest question you can possibly ask, but do you have anything that just rings True.
Well, I mean, it was cool to see old friends. So it was cool to see Sir Sly again. I've known those guys for years. Mm-hmm. We were the first to play them on the radio ever in the country. So we have a really good history with those guys. It was great to see Jude and the Lion. They have a huge love of Kansas City. They're starting their U.S. tour in Kansas City this year, which is awesome. But then it was also cool to make new friends. So I met this band called New Dialogue that's really, really cool. They have only been together about a year, and they're already doing South by Southwest and doing all these crazy things. But then I absolutely fell in love with two people. One, Just Loud.
Okay.
I am obsessed and in love with Just Loud. Okay. He is so, so talented and just the cutest thing ever. Loves I Love Lucy. Who knew?
Whoa. That's a
And then musically, I fell in love with Dylan Cartledge.
Tell me a little bit more about him.
Dylan Cartledge is from the UK. He is multi-instrumentalist, so he plays everything. He does hip-hop. He's a hip-hop guy. But now he's kind of in this, like, funk phase.
Okay.
So he takes everything that he does and just kind of combines it together. And I saw him play one show at South By, and you just want to hug him. He's just so happy all the time.
Just a little guy?
He's not a little guy by any means.
Damn it. Okay, everybody that's under 6 feet is a little guy for you.
He is just smiling and happy, has this giant afro, and just loves music. Just loves music, and from this tiny, tiny town in England. So,
oh, yep, I see him. Oh, look at
him. I've become obsessed with Dylan Cartledge, and I know I talked about him a lot this past week, but I'm obsessed with this song. Are you going to play? Are you going to play the song?
Please, yes, please play the song. For two reasons. Number one, because it's already hooked up. And second, because I know you have supreme control over what plays here. And you just hit that button and you can play whatever the hell you want over what I have picked. So
No, you're good. I mean, I see it in there. And I'm just hoping that you're going to play it because it's so good. Think The Cure, but a little bit more funky. And yeah, that's about all I got.
Is it also like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg?
Oh, of course it is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.